Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
First off, what Alon and Vivek are going to do is basically what I did when I became governor of Florida. I reduced the regulatory environment. That actually is going to have a bigger impact on job creation, business success, things like that, than anything else we do. Taxes are important, fees are important, but actually the cost of the regulations. Just in Biden's 4 years, the cost of federal regulation has gone up by something like $2.6 trillion. We only have a $28 trillion economy. So number one is we're going to reduce the regulatory environment. We're going to make it easier to get permits.
Rick Scott, the senator there from Florida, talking about what DOGE might do to the economy, and businesses have got to be looking forward to that. Let's get to Taylor Riggs, host of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. And Taylor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, I know Donald Trump was really focused on cutting regulations when he was in office the first time. I guess a lot of that got reversed. A lot of damage was done during 4 years of the Biden administration.
Yeah. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel the businesses feeling like things just got difficult, right? And that is why you're seeing a huge reversal in business optimism, even though Trump hasn't even taken office yet. I was so fascinated. Maybe I've told you this story before. I was speaking to a really famous restaurant owner. He said the day after the election, his sales doubled. Nothing changed the day after the election, except that businesses and people feel excited again. So you have a lot to do, of course, until we get to January 20th. But already, just the policies that we're expecting, cutting regulation, this is just an overall better business environment. And so businesses are really excited.
Well, I think what's frustrating is you now have some businesses that are trying to scare the public because they're telling everybody, well, you know, these Trump tariffs, he's going to put them in place day one. And so you better start buying up anything you need now. You should get it because we're going to have to raise prices on you. When really, there's no evidence that that is for sure going to happen.
I mean, if you think inflation's going to get worse than what it's already been, this is Wednesday morning. We got the inflation data this morning. Inflation is still up 21% in the last 4 years. And it's hard to imagine a scenario where inflation is going to get worse, where prices are going to go up higher. Now, look, Trump has repeatedly said tariffs are a negotiating tool. So if we slap 100% tariffs on everyone, sure, I could argue, as most economists would, prices probably will go up. But he's not doing that. These are a negotiating tool with Mexico to close the border, a negotiating tool with Canada to close the border. And the minute he threatens these negotiating tools, both of those presidents have picked up the phone and called him wanting to make a deal.
Yeah.
This is why we call him the art of the deal. There's also sort of, if there are going to be some tariffs, which there probably will be from China because they don't play fairly and they're undercutting our middle class, we can offset those higher prices with growth. When you cut regulation, when you cut all of the extra taxes, growth can overcompensate for any increase that you'll see in prices from tariffs. It's a balancing act. I think the problem in the last 4 years is you had higher prices and more spending, but you also had massive regulation where the economy also wasn't really growing and wages were not keeping up with inflation. If we get the tax cut, if we cut growth, if we bring energy costs down, that will more than compensate for any increase that we might see from tariffs if we hit them on with China. I also want to note, Biden never reversed the tariffs from China. He kept saying they were so bad. If they were so bad, why didn't he reverse the Trump 1.0 policy? He didn't, because they're working. So some of the things that they complain about, they've actually kept in place the last 4 years.
It's true. We're talking to Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network. Taylor, I saw this quote from Trump on Truth Social, and I had to go back and find it. So he tweeted this out yesterday. He's made a lot of additional appointments since yesterday. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Ed Martin, all these people are getting positions now in his administration. But before he announced all that, he tweeted this out. And to me, it's just an example of how Trump is just a game changer. This is what he tweeted yesterday. I shouldn't say tweeted. He truthed yesterday. Any person or company investing $1 billion or more in the U.S. will receive fully expedited approvals and permits, including but in no way limited to all environmental approvals. Get ready to rock in all caps.
Yeah, get ready to rock. Also in all caps. So I don't have any inside knowledge on the details of this.
Yeah.
I don't know what a $1 billion investment means, what the requirements are. Does that mean you have to hire employees? Does that mean you have to invest in a plant? You know, we don't know that. But clearly he has something on his mind where he's thinking about, if you come back to America, you get special treatment.
Yes.
You get to play by the fun rules if you promise to hire in America, to build in America, to make in America. So again, I don't know the specifics around that thing, but it speaks to exactly, you know, the mandate that he was given, frankly, by 75 million voters who said, yes, I am sick of being screwed by China and Mexico. I want to come back to America. And if you do, you get to play by a fun set of rules that includes expedited permits to, again, get government out of the way. Everyone I talked to, I mean, we've talked about, and I'll take a little bit of a tangent here, with the SEC chair, for example, Gary Gensler.
Right.
Everyone I've spoken to said anyone is better than him because he put up roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. We couldn't get anything done, and it just stalls business. So Trump is thinking similarly, right? If you cut regulation, people can just make business decisions and invest and grow, higher, and move forward.
You know, I don't want to gloss this over, but I know some CPI numbers came out today. What does that show?
We still have a lot of work to do. That's what it is, my takeaway. Inflation is moving sideways. It's not coming down. So for me, that's a big problem. We have a Federal Reserve meeting next Wednesday where they've talked a lot about cutting interest rates. I know that the president wants low interest rates because it reduces all of our costs. But I don't know how this Federal Reserve, after doing an emergency double cut a few months ago, can now come in and cut again when their fight against inflation is not over. So unfortunately, the Biden policies, we are still reeling from them. I want inflation to come down, not move sideways.
Taylor,
we're not seeing that. So we have some work to do.
I know we're running out of time, but we can't let you go without asking how your marathon went. Didn't you run one over the weekend?
You're so sweet. You know, it was great. I did a marathon on Saturday down in Memphis, Tennessee, hard. Oh. Every time I have a child or I get a little bit older, these marathons feel a little bit harder, but it was still a great experience.
I'll bet, like an ice bath. Do you do the ice bath thing afterwards? Because some people do, some people don't. Does it help?
Nope, I just lay down in my bed.
I can support
and
that.
And relax. No kidding. Good for you. Should I ask what your time was? Are you willing to share that with the people?
You know, worse than it's ever been. Faster than when I ran when I was 19 weeks pregnant with my daughter.
Well, that's great, though. That's an accomplishment. Good for you.
It's an accomplishment to run a marathon
period.
I ran a half, and that was very hard.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor. Well, hey, I beat the guy on the couch.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Taylor. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, she's so nice. I love getting her on here. She can talk about anything.
That is really nice.
You can't throw her a curve.
Nothing is off limits.
No.
And it's like she's read up on every topic we could. I feel like I could ask her about, like, I'm trying to think of a really random topic, like something about pickles, and she would have all these studies
probably
that she knows about pickles.
Yeah, absolutely. Over prepared at all times. I love that.
Get more at 971talk.com.